He was the youngest man ever elected president, and his youthful exuberance gave the nation a contagious spirit of freshness and vitality. From the moment he delivered his stirring inaugural address on a bright, cold January day in 1961, John F. Kennedy became an icon in the romantic imagination of the American people. He was a man in the prime of life when he traveled to Dallas, Texas in November 1963 on a routine political fence-mending mission to help shore up his chances for re-election as president the following year. At about 12:30 on the afternoon of November 22nd, he was riding in an open convertible with his wife through downtown Dallas, waving to cheering crowds, when the unthinkable occurred, an unforgettable event that would haunt and define the turbulent decade to come.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in as we're talking here. President Kennedy, according to the Associated Press, and Texas Governor John Connally were shot from ambush today in Dallas, Texas, and it is not known whether either Mr. Kennedy or Governor Connally were killed. Both Mrs. Kennedy...
We're canceling all regular formats during this emergency. All regular formats canceled. We'll continue to bring you news and bulletins. No commercial formats.
Here's other information, Justin, from the correspondents traveling with the presidential party. It says President Kennedy apparently was shot in the head. The president...
An important bulletin. President Kennedy was given blood transfusions just a few moments ago at Parkland Hospital in an effort to save his life.
While most Americans were not at home in front of their televisions that fateful Friday afternoon, CBS newsman Walter Cronkite earned his place in television history with a broadcast interruption that has become inextricably attached to the memory of that horrible event. At 2:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, his voice cracking, he delivered the shocking news.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital.
John F. Kennedy was mortally wounded by shots fired from a high-powered rifle. He died within an hour. Over the course of the next 4 days, network television made the unprecedented decision to suspend all other programming to inform and unite a nation in its collective mourning.
Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy and her daughter, Caroline, are now going forward to the casket. Some people are in tears.
When John Kennedy died, the optimistic spirit of the new frontier seemed to perish with him. But the turmoil, which would mark the rest of the 60s decade, had only just begun.